Tim Robbins, Democrats must fight to stop this movement toward fascism. By Ben Q on October 4, 2019. Shawshank Redemption star Tim Robbins has warned the Democratic Party must unify to prevent the country's movement towards fascism triumphing again in next year's presidential election. In an interview with the Daily Beast's Marlo Stern, Robbins bemoaned how Democratic Party figures such as Super PAC leader David Brock attack and marginalize people on the left for not falling in line and not supporting the establishment's preferred candidate. These are the people knocking on doors that could make a difference in an election. And to be marginalizing them and attacking them because they support a candidate that you don't like, for me, is not very wise, he said of Bernie Sanders supporters. I don't understand it. I just want to say that if you want to talk about unity and stopping this movement toward fascism, you can't be attacking people that could change things, he continued. Stern also pressed him about his donation in 2006 to Republican candidates such as Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, which he argued was motivated by his opposition to the Iraq War. Yeah, I think we're all allowed to make a mistake or two. And by the way, none of them would give refunds. Honestly, there's no, I made a mistake, he said. I think it had something to do with the Democratic candidates they were running against having supported the Iraq War. And I must have read an article suggesting that these people were moderates and blah blah. It is a strange blur, but how many years ago was that? He continued. 13 years ago and we're still talking about it? I don't get it. The 60-year-old actor remains a committed supporter of Bernie Sanders's bid to the Democratic presidential nomination, while also working on projects surrounding prison reform. Never shy about his feelings towards Donald Trump, he last year declared without evidence at an awards ceremony that America had placed a child abuser in the White House, while also likening him to a petulant, overgrown child monster. Somehow we have willingly chosen to go backward to a world full of ignorance and distrust, he said at the time. This new revolution has to come from our hearts. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.